I wanted to talk a little bit from your perspective from the House side now with the news this week, of course, in the Senate, Michigan Senate, of the passing of the Medicaid legislation, the Healthy Michigan Plan, whatever it may be called. Now it goes back to the House and looks like a pretty quick vote and off to the governor's desk. But your perspectives on where we are now with this legislation.
Well, thanks. Yeah, certainly happy that it passed the Senate, and I want to publicly say thank you to Senator Casperson. That was a tough vote for him. Tom and I had talked about this issue at length. He had some concerns. I think he mitigated some of those with the amendment he added. I think that amendment is going to benefit the UP for years to come. So I was glad to see how it worked out. Wish it had worked out earlier in the summer, mm-hmm. because now we have the challenge of trying to enroll nearly 500,000 people.
Yeah, that's kind of the big thing. When we talked to Governor Snyder the other day and a few other folks, that the word now is to get the people that this affects to start getting enrolled. And you still have to review this. You have the concurrence vote. Then it goes on to the governor's desk. But it's time for people that this would affect to start getting up and lining up.
Right. Well, there's a couple of challenges. One, yes, we have to have a vote, but it didn't pass with 2/3 of a vote, which means there's no immediate effect, right. Which will delay. And I think it's like it's something millions a day or something that's going to cost us. So we're going to try to work through that. I believe the Senate might take this back up Tuesday morning and re-vote on immediate effect.
Oh, okay.
So we might end up sitting in our chamber for a bit waiting for this to come back to us. But yeah, it'll be a no-brainer. We'll pass it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just wanted to touch on something because, you know, obviously this is a very controversial issue, but I get so much flack from people that say, you know, how could you expand, you know, that Obamacare, you know, that it's going to destroy this country and, you know, yada, yada, yada. People need to be clear that what we voted on is not saying yes or no to Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. That ship has sailed. That passed. That it's law. What we're dealing with specifically is the expansion of Medicaid into Michigan. And essentially, it goes like this. We were given the option to control our own program, to administer our own program, to put in some tweaks that give a personal accountability to it. Mm-hmm. A little more, people use the term skin in the game, where there's copays now. People have to pay a copay just like you or I do when we go to the doctor. There may be limits on how long someone can be on it if they're a healthy individual. So there's some things in place that really make it more specific to Michigan. We also get reimbursed and incentivized for doing so. $206 million the first year, $206 million the second year, $50 million the third year. If we choose not to do that, if this didn't pass, guess what? We're still going to pay more in taxes. Mm-hmm. We're still going to have expanded Medicaid, but the feds are going to implement the program. So we lose the money. And we lose the local control. So it's not a matter of yes for Obamacare, no for Obamacare. This is a component of Obamacare. We're going to have it regardless. So why say no to the benefits that we get? And there's so much misinformation, but that's really how it breaks down. It really was the right thing for Michigan. The governor was right. And now the Senate came along. So
I know that you were an advocate of it right from pretty much the get-go, as was the governor. And Senator Casperson talked a little bit about wanting there to be a little bit more accountability, a few more steps in it to make sure that the people that this does affect, if they are going to, let's say, go to the doctor through this, they're going to go, that sort of thing. It seems like that must have been met because there was, you know, Republicans that voted with the Democrats that made this go. It's not one of just these partisan things. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with it. And you go back, what we're talking about is expanding from the poverty limit to 133% of the poverty limit. This is individuals making less than $16,000 a year, from $12,000 to $16,000 a year that we're covering. These are people that are working, typically, that are working but can't afford health insurance. Their primary care right now is an ER visit, which is 6 or 7 times the cost.
Sure.
And instead of going in when they have maybe a chest cold, they're going into the ER when they have pneumonia. I mean, it is just such a poor way of doing business that this alternative will make a significant difference to people.
Real quick now, as you look and you see that it should pass and it should go to the governor's desk, with or without immediate effect, what will we be seeing, you know, that we need to pay attention here in the area?
Well, and I think we'll get the immediate effect thing taken out. I think, mm-hmm. you know, now that they realize it's passed, that we're going to lose a lot of money if we don't do this. And mm-hmm. I think they'll come on board and do it. The House certainly will pass it through. The governor will sign it. So at that point, Department of Community Health is going to be busy because, like I said, they've got to enroll nearly 500,000 people. They don't have a lot of time to do it. We want to get them enrolled by the end of the year is the goal. So there's going to be a lot of work. There's probably going to be a public campaign to really inform people. A lot of people hear, you know, Medicaid expansion in one ear, out the other. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that this will affect in not only up here but around the state. I mean, times are hard. People don't have a lot of money, but healthcare is important.
Walt, I will tell you that you know people and I know people that this will affect. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's the right thing to do. Again, you know, going back to Obamacare, you know, I've said publicly I wasn't a fan at the time that was passed simply because we didn't identify how we were going to pay for it. You know, I think that when you're passing stuff, you really got to say, hey, we're going to pay more in taxes. You're going to pay more in premiums. But when you don't identify and pass something, I was opposed to it. But like I said, that ship sailed. It's law. Now, how do we make it best for Michigan? And this certainly is a step in the right direction.